I don't exercise because I tell myself I don't have time. I do have time to do the entire New York Times crossword puzzle and acrostic every Sunday. I have time to watch junky TV. I have time to procrastinate about cleaning my house, and yet I don't have time to exercise.
That's my colleague Louise Kennedy, who's very heroically, I think, bearing for all the world to see her habit of making excuses not to exercise. Today on The Magic Pill, excuses and reasons not to. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips. And there could be a fine line between reasons and excuses.
So, Eddie, when your patients come in and they say they haven't been exercising, what reasons or excuses do they usually give you?
So most people say, I just don't have time. And I think they get stuck in that trap of, wow, I've got to set aside an hour at the gym. And once again, we break it down to just do 5 minutes. Can you do that? And the excuse level falls. People also say it hurts, that I'm sore after that. Now, if I explain that that's natural, that your muscles may be a little bit sore, and that's what athletes feel, and remind them they may have felt that in their youth, then sometimes that reason that they're giving, that excuse, gets turned around. And for those that really like to exercise, being a little sore in the muscles is almost a badge of honor.
And what do you tell them when they legitimately really should not exercise?
So actually, when you look at the population, there are precious few people for whom exercise would not be beneficial at some point. Now, if you're racked by a cold and you're having trouble breathing, that's your cue to take a day off. If your joints are hurting and you think you've overdone it from exercise, or your joints are swollen, check with your doctor.
Or chronic disease.
Even with chronic disease, most of them are going to be helped by getting stronger and getting a little bit better fit.
This is a really big trend in medicine right now. There's this big, giant pendulum swing toward exercising if you possibly can. And it seems like I've heard lately that, you know, they're telling patients after surgery that they should be up and walking around the moment they feel able, or maybe even before they feel able.
Even before they feel able. And actually, the pendulum has swung from the days, even when I remember, that back pain was treated with bed rest. A heart attack used to be treated with bed rest. And now we know that's about the worst thing, because you're just going to get more and more deconditioned. So we really have moved on to, we're going to get you up and moving just as soon as you wake up after surgery.
It's such a big change. But so what about listening to your body? Like, what if your body really feels like it's saying to you, no, 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 I just need to lie here?
So, Carrie, let me tell you about this guy. His name is Pete Cannell. He's a disabled vet who learned to ski later in life. He had spent a year in Vietnam in 1968. It was a really bad time to be there. Mm-hmm. And then he was sent back to the States. He thought, I'm going to be okay. But one day, he's riding in a Jeep, and it was in a rollover accident.
My leg was mangled. They were able to put it back together, but gangrene set in. So they amputated on or about June 1st, 1969.
He got a prosthetic leg and learned to walk with it. So Pete had plenty of reasons not to exercise, but he also had a really big reason to push himself.
The one thing that stuck in my head was after I had recovered from the amputation and just about ready to go home, the doctor told me, he said, if you were not in such good physical shape, you would have died.
So he started doing some bodyweight exercises, like daily push-ups, crunches. He got into swimming. This is the part of the story where we ask you to take stock of your own reasons for not wanting to be active. When you entertain the thought of doing more, what are the no messages that stop you?
And of course, there could be very real medical reasons. Could be illness, pain, disability that stop you from doing some things. But the question is, which of the no messages are real and which ones are not?
And what I say to my patients is, like, in some cases, just sort of get over it. Let's focus on what you can do. So back to Pete.
Mm-hmm.
So one day on TV, he sees a guy skiing down a slope on one leg. One thing led to another, and well, here's what happens.
I fell down at least half the distance, or two-thirds the distance, to the bottom of the slope. It wasn't until the last third that I really started feeling it, and I felt it, and I got to the bottom of the slope, and I looked up there, and I goes, wow, that was hard, and I did it.
And I have to say, these days, Pete's a way better skier than I am. And to me, he's the classic hero. Pete lost a leg, but he's skiing on the other one. I've got patients that can't move a whole side of their body, and yet they're now competitive and doing something else. They're taking on something new. They're challenging themselves. They're focusing on what they can do, not what they can't do, rather than mourning the loss. And that's, I think, an important message for all of us.
So then the moral of the story is, if people with really significant disabilities are still able to be active, probably most of the rest of us can be too.
We can all do something.
Tomorrow, we'll talk about weights as a way to lose weight. But before that, we've got Feels Like 1994 by Zaid Tabani for you.
Come on. Yeah. I'm thinking about the good times. All right. I just found this beat. Let's do it. Now I don't give a fuck if you like me, but I needed to say it. Yeah, it feel like the 90s, so I needed to play it. Kinda feeling an echo, so I needed to lay it. Who said you gotta be tripping through this to be famous? I always thought of myself as something close to a painter. My teachers thought of my wealth as something close to a waiter. I never thought of my health, but I just pull up the fader and made the 100% decisions you saving for later. I hit the equator, my force is something bigger than Vader. I was born on a joystick, I'll uppercut every Vega till I'm standing on my own. Killing at my show, wearing a little gold, but spitting food for the soul. Like I know, this is what I like. If y'all ain't on my real now, then y'all ain't really my type, yeah? And I'm just out looking for the love in here, like la la la. Trying to do what's in my blood, my sweat, my tears, my And I've been running my whole goddamn life for what I want. Oh, beloved, oh, beloved, sing to me. Yeah, that's just food for thought. Wonder how many records versus shoes you bought. Wonder how many seconds of the blues we lost when we separated the sections of the schools we taught. Okay, this is thug music. Everybody look at me like I'm a touch stupid. Like the finer things in life are kinda less grouped than patches of the ghettos of America. See, all they hear is gang shootings, all they see is damn looters. I'm just trying to keep the band smooth and trying to spread the word. The rap is more than what the damn news is. Kinda funny, they say Tupac wrong, and you ask them to say, I never heard a Tupac song. I'm scared, maybe I don't belong. Walking home on my own, grown, think America home, I don't know. I'm just trying to fight the fear on my chest, east to the west, as I hear them whisper sin, run to their breath. And I'm just out looking for the love in here, like la la la. Trying to do what's in my blood, my sweat, my tears, my And I've been running my whole goddamn life for what I want. Oh beloved, sing to me. So what you really feeling right now? Trying to get this hype out. Trying to pay the bills you can't afford inside the right house. Trying to hit your loan so you can study, then you wiped out. Trying to get a phone so you can Instagram your likes. Wow. I remember they told me it's not about what I sell, it's about whatever they sold me. Holy. What I've been doing for like 6 years, watching people plucked out of the houses that I live near. Give them stardom standing at a party drinking thick beer. Networking with extras who say everything I think's weird. Playing every song on that radio you will hear. Same style, copy paste, made you famous this year? Nah, I never follow the trends. My hashtags are that I'll never think of again. Who been with me since day one? I'ma call you my friend. And if we talking about what'll never happen, call it the end. And I'm just out looking for the love in here, like la la la. Trying to do what's in my blood, my sweat, my tears, my And I've been running my whole goddamn life for what I want. Oh, beloved, sing to me.